Good morning. Today is December the 5th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm honored to be with you today. Let's just jump right into Scripture. This morning, in the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. It's a good way to start off the morning, just with that very well-known doxology in the book of Jude. But I love what Matthew Henry in his commentary says about the scriptures. Let's listen to this. I'm going to read this morning. It says, God is able and as willing as able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, not as those who have never been faulty, but as those who, but for God's mercy and a Savior's sufferings and merits, might most justly have been condemned long ago. All sincere believers were given him of the Father, and if so given him, he has lost none, nor will he lose anyone. Now our faults fill us with fears and doubts and sorrows, but the Redeemer has undertaken for his people that they shall be presented faultless. Where there is no sin, there will be no sorrow. Where there is the perfection of holiness, there will be the perfection of joy. Let us more often look up to him who is able to keep us from falling, to improve as well as to maintain the work he has wrought in us, till we shall be presented blameless before the presence of his glory. Then shall our hearts know a joy beyond what earth can afford. Then shall God also rejoice over us, and the joy of our compassionate Savior be completed. To him who has so wisely formed the scheme and will faithfully and perfectly accomplish it, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Jesus, we come before you today. Lord, I thank you that because of what you have done, Jesus, Lord, that you present us, Lord, before your presence. Lord, we can stand in your glorious presence, Lord, faultless, Lord, and full of joy for what you have done, Lord. Lord, so as a response to that, Lord, we give you glory today. Lord, our hearts give you glory and honor and majesty. Lord, we ascribe to you, Lord, greatness. Lord, you're worthy today. Lord, whatever is on our plate today, Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are constant. Lord, so we make the choice today, Lord, to live a day of praise and a day of worship. Lord, we choose, Lord, to dwell with you today, to abide in your presence today. Lord, it is a joy to do so. Lord, we are so honored, Lord, to be before your presence right now, Jesus. Lord, we sing these songs of worship to you. Lord, they're more than rote, or they're more than something that is lip service, Lord, but they are the inner desire of our hearts. Oh Lord, we sing to you today.
Oh, The majesty and the soul.